Yeah, so we know a little bit. We know that he was 29 years old. He was a fisherman. He was Anglican. We know that because we have his burial record, and you can look that up in the provincial archives here in St John's, and also because we have his marriage record, and he was married just a couple of weeks before the incident. But one of the things that kind of made me cry a wee bit when I found it was a witness statement, a transcript of a witness statement made by his widow just a few days afterwards, and talking about how she couldn't, I think she talks about how she couldn't actually go into the room where he died because it was just too hard for her. She couldn't bear to see him there, and some of the stuff is quite emotional, you know. But it was supposedly like his own hatchet, because he had been out in the woods, chopping timber that day, and so he was carrying his hatchet with him. And supposedly, I mean, we don't know for sure exactly what happened, because obviously we can only really go on like the statements that were made by the two relatives of his who were with him at the time. So they each gave evidence on several occasions during the investigation. You kind of see how they build up a more and more elaborate account of what happened. So it was a brother-in-law of Mercer's and another male relative. I can't remember offhand exactly how they were related. But he had stopped into the house of one of those guys, those relatives, and said that he was on his way home. He was scared to go home on his own because he'd had a run-in with the mummers the previous year or something like that, and so he wanted them to come with him home. And and I think at least one of the brother-in-law, John Brown, was carrying a knife with him because they were kind of scared about this, and so they just had the knife for protection, right? So as they were walking home, they came to the entrance of Wilcox's Lane near the centre of the town. It seemed like it had like kind of a picket fence on either side, which is marked on the map as well. But anyway, this is where they encountered these six guys, and some kind of altercation took place, and then apparently at some point Mercer's hatchet got wrested off of him and used to hit him, and I think the other two got knocked down as well, but they weren't as badly injured.